If you guys want to start turning your Bibles to John 14 this morning. Also, I'm just going to be honest and more sharing from my heart this morning, I think, than anything, because this weekend's been rough. I'll say those of you that I know have been praying, I would say it was hard hearing the first news, and then hearing the second one, I mean, I don't think I was able to function for a little bit after that. I'm just being honest here, you know. And our dear loved ones are being attacked. We've been praying, crying out to God, and taking authority over what's going on. But even through all this, God is still showing himself. I had a completely different message prepared this morning than what I'm about to give. But that's okay, because this is what God wants us to talk about this morning, what God wants me to share, and I'm just being obedient to that. So this is Jesus talking in John 14, and I'm going to start in verse 16. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." And then in verse 23 he says, Jesus answered and said to them, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him." So now if you use the King James Version, that was New King James Version, but in the King James Version, the word helper is actually translated as comforter. So Jesus would pray to the Father and he would send the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Out of the Amplified Version, there's one part of this that I really love, and I want you guys to hear it. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, bereaved, and helpless. I will come back to you." It's such a great promise Jesus made us. He sent the one that was just like him, his paraclete, the exact duplicate, the Holy Spirit. See, Holy Spirit is right here with us. He's not distant. He's not staying away from us. He's a personal, intimate God. All three parts of the Godhead are personal. We had God the Father, Jesus the Son, and Holy Spirit. They are all personal and intimate. They all have that close relationship that they desire with us. They have made us their dwelling place where they live. In verse 23 there, it says, "Make our home with him." Now take and mark in your Bibles here and write your name where it says, "With him" in verse 23 there. If you can't write in your Bible, grab your neighbors and write their name in it. So just as much as that word was for those that were hearing it then, it's for us receiving it today. That's a promise that he's making us. On Wednesday nights, we've started a series called Whisper. And talks about how a whisper is heard by somebody who's close to you. Holy Spirit's no further than a whisper away. He can hear us even when we can't even hardly get the words out. When it's out of just even out of the cry of our heart, He hears us. Even when you don't know how to get the words to say, He knows what you're feeling, and He will pray for us. He's so close that He hears our cries and our whimpers. He embraces us every bit of the way. Part of the nature of God is His faithfulness. He's faithful to comfort us. He never just leaves us to deal with it, to suck it up, to walk it off. No, He comforts us the whole way. There's no doubt that His desire is to comfort us. We've been singing about it all morning. We have a loving Father. He cares so much about us, His desire is for us to be comforted. He loves each and every one of us, so much so that we're His favorite. Come on, am I right? We're His favorite. Each of us individually is His favorite, the way that only a kid can be. They're all your favorite. We're all God's favorite. He loves us specifically, and we already talked about it too. He made us unique. He loves our uniqueness. God is a God of love. Everything He does it in love. Do I know why God allowed any of this that happened this weekend to happen? No. But it doesn't change the fact that I know He loves them. He loves Brandon. He loves John. He loves us. It doesn't change that. I know that Brandon will be the first one to give God the glory. I know John will be one of the first ones to give God the glory for everything happening in him as well. God knows us each so personally. He knows every hair that we have on our head. He knows every bump in the road we faced. He's always willing to listen. And He is absolutely patient with us, because we know He needs patience to deal with me. He is such a loving God. He always has that desire to give us that comfort. He knows exactly how to comfort us in a way that we need it. We may need a word. We may have scripture that gets placed into our head that comforts us in that time. We may have a memory that gets brought up that just gives us absolute comfort in that time. You better believe that that comfort comes from the one who knows us best. The one who made us, God Himself. See, we are His children. We were grafted into His family through Jesus. So since He grafted us into the family through Jesus, we have full access to everything that's available to the family. But there is only one way that we do have that access to it, and that's through accepting Jesus. If we believe in Him, if we live in Him, if we obey His leading, then we make way for what only Holy Spirit can do. John 16, starting in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, that's the Comforter, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Oh, so that's good stuff right there. Holy Spirit had to wait until Jesus had departed. But he came to empower us and to be in us individually. He came to do things completely supernatural because we can't do it on our own. Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And a portion of that truth is indeed comfort. Holy Spirit will not speak on the authority of just himself, but of the entire Godhead. Holy Spirit's faithful to speak whatever he hears. Whatever God is wanting to say, Holy Spirit has promised to say it to us. Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus with everything he does as well. He will take whatever is given to Jesus and offer it to us. And Jesus had everything that the Father had to offer to him. I told you guys I like that, what it said in the Amplified Bible there. And I'm not going to quote the whole portion of Scripture here, but that same place where the New King James Version calls him the Helper, and the King James Version says that he's the Comforter. The Amplified goes ahead and lists out all those other characteristics of Holy Spirit that he may as well be called as well. So let's look at some of those. It says that he's advocate. So an advocate is someone who offers independent support to those who feel that they are not being heard to make sure that their rights are respected. That sounds like the Holy Spirit, don't it? We know we have an advocate in Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Calls him the intercessor. An intercessor is someone that mediates between two parties with a view to reconcile each other, to pray for, to plead, or petition in favor of another. Again, Holy Spirit is always interceding for us. He will pray on our behalf. He will lead us to pray on behalf of others, asking favor on them. Man, we had a lot of intercessory prayer going this weekend. Standing in the gap for our brothers that we love so much. Holy Spirit was definitely guiding those prayers for me because I barely was able to function. I'll say, ask him. I couldn't even hardly get out what was happening. All I could say was John Penn, and I had to get my breath again because I was grieved for what was going on. Amplified Version says that he's our counselor. A counselor is someone who gives advice that advises on a decision or guides someone through their personal decisions. Holy Spirit is that counselor. You'll notice that the counselor does not make decisions for someone. merely guides them. Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He never forces us to make a decision. He's never going to make us do it. Because God made us with free will. That ability to make our own decisions. God allows us to make choices. But if we're willing to listen to Holy Spirit and His promptings, He will advise us the way God wants us to do. It says that He's our strengthener. That which increases strength, whether physical or moral. Again, these are all great characteristics of what God's revealed the Holy Spirit to be. It's just like Holy Spirit to strengthen us. When you don't feel like you can go any further, Holy Spirit strengthens you to go the full distance He needs you to go. Because when we've run out of our own strength, His strength is all that can get us through. And it goes beyond what we could ever imagine. When we do it with His strength, it becomes effortless. It's part of the reason that we're supposed to be careful and make sure that we're carrying only burdens that Jesus wants us to carry and putting on yokes that Jesus wants us to put on. Because His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. Finally, it says, our standby. Now, that's one that you don't hear much. But listen to the definition of a standby. One to be relied on, or a favorite or reliable choice. I know I've got a hammer that's my standby. When all else fails, that's my go-to for making something break free. Talk about reliable. Holy Spirit is definitely reliable. You can always count on Holy Spirit. He's always dependable. You never have to question whether He's really going to do something. No, He's faithful. No matter what, He is still there when we cry out to Him. If you guys want to flip over to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, should just be about four books past where you were in John. When you get there, smile at me. Second Corinthians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, taking verses 3 and 4 there and underline the word all. God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. A-L-L, all. All right, so I'm not out of my league. You guys did get that one. See, God doesn't just stop at a little comfort. He gives us all comfort. There's no lack in His abilities to comfort us. It's like we've been talking about lately with the sheepfold. Since we all have the Holy Spirit and He comforts us, that means we're able to comfort those that were around as well. One of the biggest things the enemy tries to do is get us to wander off on our own and not be around others. That was one of the most frustrating things at the beginning of all the shutdown stuff, was them telling us not to gather. Because we need each other. We need to be around each other. there's dangers when you start separating yourself. When you're right there in the middle of the flock, you can build up each other. You can receive a word that God gave someone else that might comfort you. And likewise, there might be a word that you have to comfort another brother or sister in need. Sometimes, like this weekend, you know it's obvious your brother and sister that's in need. But sometimes it's not quite as obvious. But when you're around each other, you recognize when somebody's off, when they might be a little down. And you can ask them if everything's okay. And they can be honest with you. That's one of the things about family is you're generally more honest with family. They know you best. And you may have just the word that they needed to hear. Sometimes it's something simple. I've been surprised with some of the things that has comforted somebody, and it was like, well, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
I love you, Don.
I love you too, Ricky. I'm sure I must have said something along those lines, because I don't even know what I said. But that's the thing, is just being obedient to hear what God's saying. Just like with Holy Spirit hearing what God's telling him to tell us, and we just pass it right along. And so I know God is getting ready to do something big. God is getting ready to do something bigger than I think what any of us expected. I hear an amen from the foyer even. It's one of those that God is up to something, and the enemy wants to get us distracted right now. But here's the thing. He's just pushed us all closer together. We've been praying in unity, and we have been seeing the results. We're wise of what his schemes are. You know, last week, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we saw a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. It was great seeing them. Man, I don't think we got out of here until afternoon. The ham wasn't cold yet, though, so we were good. But I would say it was great to see everybody, and then not even 5 days later, the enemy strikes. And then not even 12 hours later, he strikes again. He doesn't play fair. He hits below the belt. But we can find comfort in knowing that he is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him at the cross. And we have that great consolation through Jesus because of it. John 14:26. But the Helper, Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all the things I said to you. There are certain spiritual things that we need Holy Spirit to be the one teaching us. Let's think about this for a few minutes. We have the ability to perceive things. We base things that we know off of our 5 senses. We have sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. So we base things off of what we know. But somebody who's blind, they don't know how awesome the sunset looks. They don't know how pretty all the white snow is hanging off of the tree branches. Somebody who's deaf, they can't hear the sound of waves crashing on the shore. They can't hear a song with all the melodies and the harmonies and all the great things that go into it. So likewise, without Holy Spirit, We can't sense what's going on in the spiritual realm. We need Holy Spirit. Thank God for everything that Holy Spirit does reveal to us and show us only the way that He can. Holy Spirit's faithful to reveal things and bring back to our memory stuff that we've taken in before. Scripture that you may not even thought of for a while, and then out of nowhere He brings that back to you because it's directly applicable for the situation you're in. He puts us in remembrance of it. You know, as I got to this point yesterday preparing the sermon, Ashley and I were talking, and I would go, oh, shoot, I never did look at what Steve had sent me earlier asking me to look at. This is exactly like God, because this is exactly what I was already thinking, and then I see this again for confirmation. And I'm not going to go into read the entire thing, but I'll just kind of give you what the main point is, or at least what I took as the main point, because it's what God was showing me at the time. So this is out of Dutch Sheets's Give Him 15, the daily devotional and prayer points that he sends out. And you guys know me, I filter all things through Holy Spirit and test things even from people that I know and trust. I still test things to make sure they're what Holy Spirit's saying. This is ringing true as can be when I run it through Holy Spirit. You know, it's so on point. I shouldn't be amazed when God does this, but I'm amazed when God does this. I get excited when God does this. I'm just giving you guys my heart this morning here. So here's a summary of what his point was. The main thing that he was talking about is the power of Scripture in prayer. More specifically, the power of Scripture spoken in prayer. Decrees that are made with Scripture as a weapon. And he mentions and talks about in Ephesians 6:17, where the Apostle Paul, he refers to the armor of God. And he talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, you guys know how I like to nerd out and go through the Greek. So the Greek term, though, for this word specifically is actually translated spoken words, as opposed to unwritten, or as opposed to written or unspoken thoughts. It's a very powerful weapon against the enemy. Jesus' primary weapon when he was tempted and went out into the desert was quoting Scripture. This weapon works. It has been proven effective. You know, a few years back, we saw a lot of things happen when we started pairing Ephesians 1, verses 16 through 21, and then Ephesians 3, 16 through 21. Over a new life and ourselves, personalizing it. And it's the same thing we can apply to other scripture as well. It's why it's important to feed on God's word, to take it in, to read it, so that way it's deep within our spirit man. That way it's there and fresh when Holy Spirit wants to guide us in what to pray as well. You'll recognize and you'll pray out loud back. So you have situations like, be praying, and all authority has been given to me, so that means Satan is under my feet. I take authority over this attack of the enemy, everything that he's trying to muster up, and remind him that he is a defeated foe. I have submitted to God, and I'm resisting you, the devil, right now, so you must flee. Here's one that I use a lot. Jesus' name is above every other name. That means the name of cancer is below the name of Jesus, and it must go. It must submit to His power, and His power says that He is healed, He is whole. You can say, I have faith that when I speak to this mountain, it will be moved. So I speak to this mountain that I'm facing and tell it to be gone. We've been praying scripture over Brandon here, and God is answering. You know, every time that we would get an update, because previous time it would be, oh, well, they're thinking this. And then the next update is, well, the doctor said he doesn't know who told you that because, no, his brain's not, there's no swelling on the brain. Absolutely. Greater is he who is in me than is in the world. So I'm going to leave you with this promise this morning. In John 14:27. And I didn't even know that Ashley was going to read out of Isaiah this morning when she quoted what's normally quoted at Christmas time. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given, or son is given. But he's comforter, he's counselor, Prince of Peace. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's so great. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Oh man, we can have his peace. Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has everything that was available to Jesus, including that peace. Holy Spirit's right here with us. We will not let our heart be troubled. We will not let it be afraid. We have peace. We have comfort. We have an intimate God who loves us so much. Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for your comfort. Lord, we thank you for your comforter. Lord, that you love us so much that you're willing to send him to be right here with us right now, God. Lord, we recognize our need for you. We recognize that we would not be able to function without you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory for everything that's happening. We give you all the glory for the healings that we hear that are taking place. Oh God, we know that you are the one doing this. Lord, help us recognize the attack of the enemy even before it happens. Help us recognize the attack of the enemy and decree against it, God. Lord, strengthen us as we go forth. Lord, guide us as we make decisions, God. Lord, put us in remembrance of your word that we're able to use it as a weapon against the enemy. Lord, we rightly take up our armor, God. We rightly take up our sword of the Spirit, God. Lord, we use it against the enemy. Oh, we thank you, God. Father, we do continue to pray for Brandon. We continue to pray for John, Lord. Lord, have your way in this all, God. Lord, keep them on our hearts. Lord, we love them. Lord, you love them more, though. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.